Creepy. Hi, my friend. Hi, humble dog. How are you this morning? I hope you're well. Hope you and the doggies are all well. Welcome, SAFJSNPT. Welcome. Well, hello, and welcome to the Dina Jo podcast. I am DJ Dina Jo, your friend coming to you from colorful, beautiful Colorado. Thank you so much for joining my show today. You all are the best. If you're listening on the download, thank you, and hit that follow button so you can join us live sometime. I'm here with Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:45 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, and I have the best people in the chat. As always, thank you for your continued love, supports, likes, shares, and downloads. All right. Hi, Rottweiler. How are you? I hope that you are well. I sound like an alarm going off somewhere. I had to stop and see. What the heck is that? Let's stop that before it goes on to the next show. All right. I have a lot to go over today. Hi, TQ. How are you? I hope that you are well. I don't know. Do you actually say happy Memorial Day? It's, you know, it's not. Remember those we've lost. I'm just going to go over the weather real quick. Today is Monday, May 29th, Memorial Day. Today in Denver, it's currently around 53 degrees. Expect sunny skies and a high of 81. And for my friend BP, it is currently around 70. You're going to have sunny skies and you're going to be 88. So today's show is a bit more somber than usual. It should be a day to thank those who brighten our lives with happiness and freedom. I wanted to take a moment. Hi, E-Bike, Mike. Hi, Bam Bam. I wanted to take a moment of silence, if we could do that, and just remember those that we've all lost for our freedom. So if we can do that and just bow our heads and take a moment of silence. And also while we're doing that, I had gotten a message from Mama Bear Tracy, and there's a big fire out there in Halifax. I'm going to say the names wrong. Tantalon and Sackville, and she's had family members that have had to evacuate their homes. So while we take a moment of silence to remember those we've lost, just, you know, keep them in the back of your head. So I'm going to start that moment of silence right now. Minute, I should say. thank you guys for doing that with me. So we'll just move on to the word of the day and quote of the day and that good stuff. But I also wanted to mention a couple organizations out there. You know that I always support, we as a group, as this podcast, we support A Haven for Heroes, the llama farm that helps veterans and frontline workers with their PTSD. So, and all the money that I've been getting goes to them from Podbean right now. And so they're a great organization. And then I heard of this one, it's called Fisherhouse.org, Fisherhouse.org. And it is a home away from home. It's like a McDonald's house for family members who have military who have been injured and they need a place to stay. So those are two really good organizations. There's a lot of them out there that will help people that are in need of help. So, all right. The word of the day today is freedom. Welcome, Lutha. Good to see you. The word of the day is freedom. The power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants without hindrance or restraint. The quote I have is by Bob Marley, and it says, "Better to die fighting for freedom than be a prisoner all the days of your life." What does freedom really mean in our lives and the lives of others? What does it require of us? In 1941, Franklin D. Roosevelt explored these questions. Roosevelt, a master communicator, delivered a State of the Union address to millions of Americans as they gathered around the radios in parlors and tenements. In his familiar and reassuring voice, he introduced the nation to a concept he called the Four Freedoms. Freedom of speech and expression, freedom of worship, freedom from want, and freedom from fear. At the heart of Roosevelt's message is a curious paradox. The four freedoms are fundamentally at odds. Freedom of speech and worship involved only the individual who makes a choice to act or not, while freedom from want and fear requires society to take a collective action and for us to be responsible for one another. In fact, the freedom we enjoy as individuals is possible only in and through our community. For most of us today, freedom represents doing what you want, when and how you want, without anyone interfering or stopping you. Freedom means you can be you. And it means you will let me be me. But freedom cannot be absolute. It is not the absence of rules. And it's definitely not anarchy. Our freedom hangs in the tension between chaos and control, between I and us. With freedom comes responsibility. If we're allowed to do what we want, we're also responsible for what we do. Freedom isn't free. It's costly and valuable, and it should be treasured and kept safe. We honor our freedom when we enjoy it, celebrate it, and share it. So what does freedom mean to you? Hi, Mike. Good to see you, Mike. All right. So that's my little bit about the word of the day and quote of the day about freedom. It's today, you know, a lot of people just think it's another day off. That you get to go and get this stuff on sale. Everything's on sale, but it's not. You know, a little bit of history in regards to Memorial Day. It was formerly Decoration Day in the United States, a holiday. It's always on the last Monday in May. It's honoring those who have died in the nation's wars. It's originated in the American Civil War when citizens placed flowers on the graves of those who had been killed in battle. More than a half a dozen places have claimed to be the birthplace of this holiday. In October of 1864, for instance, three women in Bowlesburg, Pennsylvania are said to have decorated the graves of loved ones who died during the Civil War. They then returned in July 1865, accompanied by many of their fellow citizens for more general commemoration. A large observance, primarily involving African Americans, took place in May 1865 in Charleston, South Carolina. Columbus, Mississippi held a formal observance for both Union and Confederate dead in 1866. By congressional proclamation in 1966, Waterloo, New York was cited as the birthplace. Also in 1866, of the observance. Let's see. So in 1868, John A. Logan, the commander-in-chief of the Grand Army of the Republic, an organization of Union veterans, promoted a national holiday on May 30th for the purpose of strewing with flowers and other decorations the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during late rebellion. So, yeah, there's a lot of information about that. And, of course, the day has also come to signal the beginning of summer in the United States. So when I was reading a lot of stories, it was so interesting to read. There were stories that were from family members who had lost members in all different wars, and how many of them weren't citizens, that's how they wanted to become citizens. They wanted to come to America because they heard of the freedoms that America offered. And so they were willing to put on a uniform and fight for a country that wasn't even theirs because they wanted to be there. I think that's amazing. And we can't forget that. I mean, one day out of the year, I mean, come on, we can't forget that. We have to honor these people. I'm going to play this song. Welcome, WRRRZPTY. Thank you, Rottweiler. I appreciate you. And if anybody would like to call in and have a dedication for somebody that they know that they might have lost, please feel free to. Hi, Bart Jr. How are you? All right, Bart, today's a little more somber today, this show. So I have some, like I said, some of these letters that I found. These were from family members about their families that were in different wars and just different, they're not all. They're just kind of interesting little stories here. Let's see. The first one, it says, Uncle Phil lasted 2.5 days. My dad, George Hewitt, and his brother, Phil, got out of New York City after volunteering for the Navy. They spent boot camp together in Brooklyn, as was common. When the flu swept through the crowded barracks, it took my Uncle Phil, along with hundreds of others. Uncle Phil lasted 2.5 days there. I mean, that's sad. If it wasn't for the war, then it would. Yeah, no Moo Moo Dojo Cat today. But I was thinking about her on Wednesday because she's in one of the songs I'm going to play on Wednesday. But yeah, so it was sad to hear these stories. If it wasn't it was illness that killed them, if it wasn't being killed by, you know, bullets. So another story, one of the nurses' happiest days ever says, my grand aunt Millie Straubel served in the Army Nurses Corps, a farm girl from Mound City, Missouri. She left home at 34 and became a nurse. She stationed in Orleans, France, received soldiers directly from the front lines. Imagine the joy and gratitude the soldiers and nurses when the armistice was signed on November 11th. This was her scrapbook account of Thanksgiving 3 weeks later. All was in readiness on the time from turkey to dressing. All ambulatory patients were seated at the table after the bed patients had their trays. Table after table were served. It was late afternoon before the last was served. Remarks such as this came from the boys. Gee, isn't this great? Or, oh, when was the last time my feet were under a table? Or this is the next best thing to being home. It was a great day. No one thought of being weary. One of the nurses' happiest days ever. And that was by Holly Bangkok. So, hi, Mohammed. How are you? Hi, Dee. Good to see you. Just reading some stories from family members about people that they've lost or their account of what happened and all the different wars that are out there. So it's kind of somber, I know, but we can do it for one day, I think, right? We can start the day off that way and then party the rest of the day, I guess. But you can't forget to remember the people that fought for our freedom. That's what it's about. So this story, it says World War I brought my grandparents together. World War I brought my grandparents, Joseph L. Daly and Elizabeth Voigt, together. Joseph graduated from Indiana University in 1918, determined to join the military. It took 7 tries because he was too underweight for his height. And it was also kind of reading these, how many of these people were just wanted to go into the military, they wanted to fight. So let's see. Because he was too underweight for his height. At age 18, Elizabeth Voigt joined the war effort by entertaining the troops at Fort Thomas under the stage name of Betty Earle. After the war, Joe learned Betty Earle's company would be near where he was working. My uncle said that Joseph got on a train, found Elizabeth, and said, "We are getting married." And they got married on August 28th, 1920. And she cried all night. I wonder why. When I read that, I was wondering, why did she cry? Because she was young and they just got married and she didn't know this guy. And, you know, things were so different. Eventually, they moved to New Mexico and raised 4 children. So it was a happy ever after, you know. So, you know, because back in those days, too, that's when they also had, what do you call when, like, the parents picked out, got these parents and they picked the kids, got together, you know, yeah, they had all that going on. So interesting. All right. So another one that I have, it says an Italian immigrant who spoke no English when he enlisted. And this is what I was talking about earlier. My grandfather, Marco Perry, was an Italian immigrant who spoke no English when he enlisted in 1918. When General John Pershing inspected his unit in France, he stopped, put his hand on my grandfather's shoulder, and said something. My 5'3" grandfather stood proudly at attention, very pleased at the special recognition of his service, only afterwards that the general actually said, "Somebody get this soldier a uniform that fits." He later earned a Purple Heart, being gassed in the trenches of Meuse, Aragon, and received his naturalization papers at the war's end. And that was by Donna Lamb in New York. And that was another thing too, the whole gassing, man, that's just crazy. A lot of these people, what they went through. All right, another story that I have, it says our grandfather was among the first cohort of Americans to be drafted. Our grandfather, Sergeant Joseph Andrew Peters, was among the first cohort of African Americans to be drafted into the National Army during World War I. In May 1917, he delivered a speech at West Virginia College Institute, where he was a student, in which he praised the valor of Black men on the battlefield. In this hour of dread, when nations are being annihilated and our own country stands upon the edge of this whirlpool of destruction and needs the loyal support of all of its people, it is well to remember these things that count for the work of people. The Negro has never before been drafted and has yet to prove himself disloyal or a coward in the time of danger. He has never been convicted of treason, and a black hand has yet to be raised against the flag of his country. The story of the past guarantees the status of the Negro at present and foreshadows that of the future, where he has stood and now stands and will stand, with malice towards none, with charity for all, for his race, for his country, for his God. After the war, Joseph married Mary Smith, and they went on to have 5 children. And that was sent in by the Peters family in Dayton, Ohio. All right, I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to play this song, and then I'll read another one. Hi, Ryan.
I County Courthouse Square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is going to run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole is leaning a little bit."
Welcome, DQDUT. JQT.
He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't
Thank
like
you, the
flag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see?"
I appreciate you guys being here.
"And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I,
Hi,
she
Mama
got a
Bear.
Big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. In Korea, Vietnam, she went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare, and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. She's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag."
We know that is Johnny Cash, Ragged Old Flag. And here's another bugle call. Don't play the next song. Okay. I wanted to make sure. That was Amazing Grace. And it was by the Historic Music Coalition. All right. So again, if keep Mama Bear's family in your prayers as they deal with having to leave their home. I can't even imagine having a fire that close and having to be evacuated so quickly. So yeah, let's keep them in your prayers. Moving on, I'll read another story and then I'll play another song because I have a whole bunch of songs. Let's see. My grandmother died never knowing her brother was killed when she was 12. Okay. In 2015, I discovered that my grandmother's brother was one of the very few Chinese Americans killed in combat in World War I. Alexander Armando Ikara de Silva Kin was the son of my great grandfather, Hippolyptus Eka de Silva, and his first wife, Dr. Yamin Kin, both immigrants from China. They divorced in 1905, and my paternal family believed that Alexander had been taken back to China by his mother. In the 1970s, my grandmother traveled to China looking for Alexander, and she found no trace. The truth, Alexander died during the assault on the Hindenburg Line in 1918. He was 22. My grandmother died in 1981, never knowing that her brother was killed in the war when she was 12. And that was sent in by Caitlin McGraw Davis in California. Let's see. So I will play another song. This song is It's a Great Day to Be Alive by Travis Tritt. A little bit about this song. It's a Great Day to Be Alive is a song written by Daryl Scott. It was originally recorded by American country music artist John Randall. The song was later covered famously by American country artist Travis Tritt. It peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. So here it is. It's a Great Day to Be Alive.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard. I don't plan.
Thank you, Bart. Thank you, Ryan.
I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. Feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mama Bear.
And it's a great day to be alive. The sun's still shining when I close my eyes. Hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just as good? It's been 15 years since I left home. Said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Gave me my best deal and I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I can
thank you, BP.
What do I see? A long roof that is staring back at me. Not in the truth, but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling out in afternoon. Tattoo. I'll take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. I'd even grow me a full Manchu. And it's a great
That is Travis Tritt with "It's a Great Day to Be Alive." All right, we are going to move on. I'm going to read another song. This one's sad. It says, let me get back over here. All right. I have wondered what he might have become had he not been gassed. It says, my great uncles, Jack and Stuart Nicholson, were the Canadian forces at Vimini Ridge in World War I. Their regiment was hit with German mustard gas attack. Jack died from the effects of the gas. Stuart was so badly injured that he was sent home to Glace Bay, Nova Scotia, where he lived out his entire life on disability. He was a good and kind man, but I've always wondered what his life might have become had he not been gassed, or what Jack might have become if he had lived. And that was by Stu Nicholson in Columbus, Ohio. See, so it was everywhere, and it's sad. And it's sad that these weapons of destruction, this mustard gas crap, was used and hurt so many people. And then you have to think about the individuals who also came back, the ones that we're remembering, the ones we've lost, but the ones that I read stories that were next to their best friends and stuff that died and have come back and then ended up killing themselves because the PTSD was just too hard to handle. Not very sad. So I'm going to, let's talk about the next song. We'll move on to the next song. We Got to Get Out of This Place by The Animals. The Animals' 1965 hit, We Got to Get Out of This Place, wasn't written explicitly about the Vietnam War, but many troops who fought in the stalemate adopted it as a rally call for the futile of their efforts and the lack of support veterans received if they were lucky enough to return home after battle. We had absolutely unamity in this song, being the Touchstone Vietnam War veterans and University of Wisconsin Communications System Director Doug Bradley said in a 2006 interview. This was the Vietnam anthem. Every bad band that ever played in any armed force club had to know and play this song, he said. So here they are, The Animals, We Got to Get Out of This Place. Thank you, Mama Bear. Welcome, CKBCW, EGTDFIJD.
Now my girl is so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due, I know. Watch my daddy in bed, watch his hair get turned gray, he's been working and slaving in his life. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time.
time is due. Know it.
Watch my daddy in bed at time. Watch his hair better turn gray. He's been working and slaving in life away. I know he's been working so hard.
That is that animals a little bit. And we got to get out of this place. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to move on to the next song, and that is Butcher's Tale by the Zombies. Butcher's Tale, Western Front 1914, is a rare rock song about World War I, featuring experimental instrumentation and production with only the Zombies song with lead vocals from Chris White. Written from the point of a view of the soldier in the foxholes in Europe, it also serves as a thinly veiled commentary on the Vietnam War and a very real horrors that the troops in each witness. So here are the Zombies, Butcher's Tale. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate you.
And the preacher in his pulpit, sermon, go and fight, do what is right. But he don't have to hear these guns, and I bet he sleeps at night.
Thank you, Ryan. That means a lot.
Go home. I have seen a friend of mine hang on the wire like some rag toy. Then in the heat, the flies come down.
Hi, Tristan. Welcome. Thank you, BP.
French Verdun, if the preacher he could see those flies, wouldn't preach with the sound of guns.
All right, so that is the story, The Butcher's Tale, Western Front, 1914, by the Zombies. All right, if I can get it to, there we go, finally. The next song that I have is American Soldier by Toby Keith. Toby Keith wrote American Soldiers for his fans in the service, and moving music video featuring soldiers from various wars throughout American history. While Keith himself has never been enlisted, the singer said he won't stop singing about and performing for military service members and their families. Someday the wars will be over and we'll be in a peacetime, right? Question mark, he says. Well, be in the downtime, he said in an interview, will be between wars. We're either at war or we're between wars. We're never at peace. The whole existence of mankind
we're never at peace. Never. Next time, we're between wars, and that is not an easy topic to bang out. I'll still be doing this for the troops. So here he is, Toby Keith, with the song American Soldier.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and that on bright and early, all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good on the pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, and I know the sacrifice. Boy, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me,
welcome, UZNGHWJB. Welcome. Thank you, Ryan. That is American Soldier by Toby Keith. I'm gonna let that play in the back for a minute while I tell you a little bit about the lives lost. 4,435 lives were lost in the Revolutionary War. 750,000 lives were lost in the Civil War. 116,516 in World War I. 405,399 lives were lost in World War II. 36,574 lives were lost in the Korean War. 58,220 in Vietnam. 383 in the Persian Gulf War. 2,326 lives lost in Afghanistan. 4,492 lives lost in Iraq. So the next song that I have for you guys is actually The War by Angels and Airwaves. Tom Ligon paints a vivid picture of the horrors of war in the ability of the title, The War, from his debut album with Angels and Airwaves. The song is anti-war but pro-soldier, featuring explicit references to Normandy invasion and World War II. The ocean is on fire and the sky turned dark again as the boats came in and the beaches stretched out with soldiers with their arms and guns. It has just begun. Here's The War.
I
Thank you, Mama Bear. Appreciate you guys. Hi, Lightbri. Welcome. Good to see you. It's a little somber show today here. A little different than usual. Oh, we don't need you to lose it. Just breathe, girl. Go to your chill place. Yeah, the world will get to you. All right, that is a little bit of The War by Angels and Airwaves. In regards to The War, we're going to move on. All right, so I have another story that was sent in by Edward Gallo, Bellow Falls, and it says, I knew my maternal grandfather only as a toothless old man with a cane. It says, I knew my maternal grandfather, Petro Venturosa, only as a toothless old man with a cane. But I recently learned that he was a member of the elite Italian Army Mountain Fighters. The Alpi Division suffered great losses as they hauled artillery to the Italian Alps, digging tunnels and building outposts to keep Austro-Hungarian troops from invading Italy. Weather claimed a large number of casualties. When he returned from the war, he learned that his wife had died, leaving three children behind. Petro remarried and eventually moved the entire family to the United States. So that's another little story there about an American hero. Well, he turned into an American hero. So the next song I have is Goodnight Saigon by Billy Joel. Billy Joel takes listeners on a journey with Marines in Vietnam with Goodnight Saigon, beginning with training in Paris Island to the difficulties of returning home following years of guerrilla warfare and trauma, and those are just the ones lucky enough to make it out. Time has a way of healing wounds or making them easier to look at to see if they're scrapped up, Joel said of this song. The guys come home from Vietnam and that's it. It doesn't end until these guys are absorbed into the mainstream and we deal with our feelings about it. So here is Goodnight Saigon, Billy Joel.
This one takes a while. It's a little quiet at first. Welcome back, Rottweiler. Is a little bit of Billy Joel, Good Night Saigon, in regards to the Marines and Vietnam War. All right, I'm going to cut him off, and I'm going to read another story. This was sent in by Luke Davis. It says, until he died at 86, he could recall the awful sounds of bombs exploding. Both of my grandfathers served in World War I. My grandfather's father, Oliver Jennings Davis Sr., had a good war. He was a secretary in Paris. He once told me about how he and a few friends stole a Jeep and went AWOL when the armistice was signed. He even had a French girlfriend named Genevieve, and they stayed in touch long after to exchange photos of grandchildren. My mother's father, Paul Howard, was a foot soldier in the United States Army and fought in the trenches of Monsieur's Aragon Forest. He could always be brought to tears when he heard taps being played until he died at the age of 86. He could recall the awful sounds of bombs exploding and men dying in the forest around him. And, you know, it's just so sad to read these stories. And,
you know, we can't forget these people that fought for our freedom. So here's another song, Over and Out, Alkaline Trio. A little bit about that song. Alkaline Trio frontman Matt Skiba explained that Over and Out is about four different people that he knew in his life who passed away, including his grandfather, who ended up taking his own life after serving in World War II, and that it was also inspired by both of his parents, each of whom served in the Vietnam War. Here they are, Alkaline Trio, Over and Out. Oh my gosh, crazy lady, that is amazing. That kind of history is so cool to find.
Over and out, she said, from a hospital bed. For what it's worth, it doesn't hurt.
You're more than happy. You can come up and talk about it if you'd like to, crazy. Thank you. Thank you, Rob Eiler. That is still so cool. May 15th, 1919. Oh my gosh. You want to come up? You can come up and talk about it. I love it. That is Alkaline Trio with Over and Out. All right. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Crazy Lady said she found an old letter from 1918. There she is. Yay. Okay. I think I hit the right button.
Good.
Hi, Crazy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm doing good. I sent a picture of it to you in Instagram.
Oh,
it was my bad. It was written in 5/15/1919.
But still, that's amazing.
I know. And I found it behind, tucked behind one of an old photo that my Aunt Doris gave me. It was in like one of those cardboard
deals. Yeah.
And I was in my move, I was going through stuff and I was going through some of these old pictures and I was like, and I did something and I kind of was like, what the hell's stuck behind here? And I looked at it. And I was like, oh my God.
That's amazing. On active service with American Explanatory APO.
Services.
Yeah. Wow. That is so cool. So what does it say?
You want me to read it to you guys?
Sure. Yeah. I think it's amazing.
It says, Dear Sister Gladys, just read your letter and was sure surprised to hear you're married. It doesn't seem possible. All I can say is I hope you got a good man and let's stick by him. It is a, I can't read it. It looks like it's Finnish if he is in. And then it says, what do you do what you can do for what the something or anyone else thinks. Oh, whatever the father or anyone else thinks of him. Or as long as you are the one that is satisfied. I find it funny because he says that the father is like, whoa.
That's funny.
Right?
So funny.
The father will get over it, and what if they don't? I have read 3 letters from them since I have been in France, and they never mentioned you being married. So I'm taking it she married someone that they really weren't too keen on.
And he's saying, who cares?
yeah, he's just saying, who cares? That is, I don't think they did. Anna wrote me a letter saying you were married, but I thought she was mistaken. Oh, and Anna, it was my grandma.
Okay.
My grandma wrote me a letter saying you were married, but I thought she was mistaken or trying to tell me something. Yeah, that she was married, bro. to get me to write to her. I wrote me 3 or 4 letters, but I haven't mailed them. I am now at Lee Mans something. It ships for the state soon. If you had wrote to me before when I was up on the front, I'd have sent you and your man a something. Since I've been here, I've been in Italy and Spain, been all over France from one end to the other.
Oh,
and I
man.
Really am in love with Paris. I just got back from a 14-day try to Spain. Have taken a lot of fine pictures, which I will send you when I get back. I have had some fine times here, also put up with a lot of hardships. I was at the front most of the time. Wars not outside of artillery range. For 6 months, was not outside of artillery range for 6 months of my stretch. 3 of my best chums in Portland and is in my company was killed over here.
Oh, aww.
There yeah. was 5 of us enlisted together and only 2 of us are coming back.
Aww.
I am not with Company L anymore. May Corporal. Ooh.
Wow.
And transferred over to the 4th Battalion. And then headquarters 23 something. A friend took my picture to the States before we left camp. Whatever. Well, sir, I must close. It's near mess time, and I'm always on time for that. Again, I wish you luck and the very best of luck with love. And then I love the way he signed it. Bro, Harry Wilcox, and then he puts the 4th Battalion Headquarters 23, Eugene's AEF. He put corporal.
That's neat. That's amazing.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, wow, you know.
What an amazing find. That is so cool. That is really cool.
I was gathered from the letter that,
family wasn't happy about who she got married to.
And then there's this is the last page. I think it is a postmark, a PSS. I will be following this letter to the States within 3 weeks. We'll be with you when I get there. My address will be company and then whatever. So he was getting close to being shipped back, I guess.
Wow. What an amazing find. That is so, so cool that you found that. And it's from your family history.
Yeah. It was on my dad's side. I was like, wow. When I saw it.
That was really neat.
And it being memorial, I was like, oh, wow, you know. There's that letter, and he was actively, in war. That's what he wrote home about.
Yeah, and it was like the May 15th, wasn't it? May 15th? So,
yeah, May, that is right.
May 15th, and it's May 30th. Yeah. So that's just crazy. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That's, I love it, because that's what I was reading, just stories about people and their families, what they knew about family members that had, you know, went and fought for our freedom. And so he did make it back that you know of?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay. See, that's good. But still, I'm sure he saw a lot of things that he didn't want to remember and think of. And so thank you so much. That's amazing. Hi, Jacob Humble Dog. So thank you for sharing that. I'm going to play a song actually called The Letter, since she just read us a letter, and it's by The Box Tops. Here it goes.
Ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone. I'm a going home. My baby wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spare. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone. I'm a going home. My baby wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once I'm home? Anyway, yeah, a ticket for an airplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Only days ago, I'm a going home. My baby used to put me a letter.
Thank you, Mike.
She wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, here's a ticket for an airplane.
All right, that's a little bit of The Letter by The Box Top. All right, she has more memories. Grandma met my grandfather during World War II at a dance hall in London. He would buy a whole lot of tickets and make her dance with him all night. Oh my gosh, that's so cute. I love it. I love it. So I love these memories and honoring and remembering heroes. This one, an American hero, William David Household Wagon, is honored on panel 1E, row 62 of the Vietnam Memorial, Veterans Memorial. It says, Captain David Wagon was my brother-in-law and my hero. He was killed in action on August 24th, 1964, in a bloody battle, along with his three other brave American advisors serving with the Vietnam 41st Ranger Battalion in the Kien Ho Province, 45 miles southwest of Saigon. The Rangers suffered more than 200 casualties during this violent ambush. All four received Distinguished Service Cross, the nation's second highest award for valor. Dave was last seen alive firing a machine gun while covering the withdrawal for his unit. So that is William David Household Wagon. So we're going to play this song, Remembering the Heroes. Yes, crazy lady, thank you. and the ones that came back that were treated so poorly back in the days and had to live with all those memories. It's just hard. Oh my gosh, crazy. That's a little bit of Sammy Hagar, Remember the Heroes. Yeah, I forgot that you were a military kid. He was got wounded in 73, her father, three tours in Vietnam. And yeah, we have to remember also, like I said, the ones that come back that, you know, see the things that, you know, nobody else I could never live with. It's such a hard thing, all the sounds, everything, the smells, all your senses that you, you know, you remember things. It just can come to you. So we have to remember all of those people. All right. So I'm going to just read a couple names. Let's see. We have remembering Sergeant Tom Young. Thomas Franklin Young is honored on panel 37E, row 16 of the Vietnam War. He was a Marine Corps Air Facility, Santa Ana, California. Then we have remembering Max. Merrill Stanley Grooms is honored on panel 39W, row 8 of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. He was, 19 years old. Gosh, so sad. Earl Watts Tharp Jr. is honored on panel 9W, row 97 of the Vietnam Memorial. So we are going to now play another song. I have Fighting Side of Me, and that is by Merle Haggard. Merle Haggard, response to the anti-war protest song of the Vietnam era. Haggard, though he leaned conservative at the time, wasn't explicitly opposed to war protests, but wanted to make it clear that being against the war shouldn't impact the love of America as a whole, nor should the troops be disrespected at all. Running down the way of life, our fighting men have fought and died to keep, he sings. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing be a warning. If you're running down my country, man, you're walking on a fighting side of me. Here is Merle Haggard, Fighting Side of Me. Yeah, it's true. I mean, you don't have to like war, but you shouldn't disrespect the people that go there to fight for our freedoms.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
Our thank you, Jake.
All the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. Tonight, I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me. Running down
with life, thank you, Jake. I'm glad.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing
be safe while you're driving.
Running down my country, man, you're walking on the fight inside me. Squirrely guy who claims he just don't believe in fact. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count and be free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And they're running down my country horse, they're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me. Running down with life, I'm fighting in the fought and died to be. If you don't love it, leave it. Love this song I'm singing, be warned. When you're running down my country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
All right, that's a little bit of Merle Haggard, Fighting Side of Me. I'm just going to let that go down a little bit and go right into the next song. I heard this one this morning. I thought it was perfect. I love it. I love my country for the Georgia Line.
Water dropping near from his fan, catch a fish with a bobber, drink a beer out the can, liquor out the bottle, how the good Lord intended it. Yes, it did. I love my country, I love my country. Six string and fiddles, it's me from Kentucky. We keep it funny, we like how it sounds. Monday, Sunday, I love my country, I'm alive and proud, rolling into town.
Welcome, MDYSURCA.
Styrofoam, plate paint, knife, George Strait singing great swine, turning up, sitting lakeside, that pedal still, she straight sliding over here to me. She do that Alabama shake like you ain't ever seen. I love my country, I love my country. Six string and fiddles and ski from Kentucky. We keep it funny, we like how it sounds. Monday, Sunday, I love my country. I'm alive and proud, rolling into town.
I was a little Florida Georgian line. I love my country. I'm going to continue to read some more names. Let's see. Living Life to the Fullest. Keith Allen Campbell is honored on panel 15E, row 8 of the Vietnam War. Let's see. It says, live life and love. When I think of my brother, Keith Allen Campbell, I think of those three words. Keith was the epitome of someone who lived life to its fullest. Sadly, he left this earth on February 8, 1967, while serving in the U.S. Army in Vietnam with the 173rd Airborne Brigade. An Army medic, he used his body as a shield to protect a fellow soldier after he had provided life-saving medical treatment. Being a medic in the Army was just the first step in my brother's lifespan plan. He eventually saw himself becoming a doctor. While he never was able to complete all he wanted to do, he did use his medical skills to help many people before he died. In my heart, I will always be honored to say that not only did I know Keith Allen Campbell, but I was blessed to be his baby sister, and that is Judy Sean Campbell. Wow, it's an amazing story. You know, there's not very many people that would, you know, that the first that would go and fight for our freedom, but then lay their life down just to protect somebody else. So amazing story. I'm going to move on to another song. excuse me, Letters from the Garden of Stone by Everlast. Everlast, most famous for What It's Like and for being part of the House of Pain, wrote a harrowing song about realities of being in battle. In Letters Home from the Garden of Stone, he sings from the point of view of a soldier. "'Cause I won't know the man that kills me, and I don't know these men I kill. I thank God for my salvation, wash away the blood I spill. I try not to think about my family, 'cause it's a little too much to take. Out here I got me and I got my buddy. We can't afford even one mistake." Whew, all right, that is Letters from Home. Here he is, Everlast. Thank you, BP. Thank you, Crazy Lady. Welcome, AZYJRHVN.
Sitting restless under the moonlight. I know I'm getting ready to go. They say we're going in with daylight.
Man, he's got a good voice.
I don't want to, but I will.
Thank you, Mama Bear. Welcome, WRRRZBTY. Everlast, Letters Home from the Garden of Stone. I've got a few more, so I'm going to pause on this one, and we're going to move on to a little Alice in Chains Rooster. Alice in Chains guitarist and singer Jerry Cantrell, Vietnam War veteran father, inspired Rooster. That experience in Vietnam changed him forever, and it certainly had effect on our family. So I guess it was a defining moment in my life, too, Cantrell said in an interview. He didn't walk out on us. We left him. It was an environment that wasn't good for anyone. So we took off and to live with my grandmother in Washington. And that's where I went to school. I didn't have a lot of my father around, but I started thinking about him a lot during that period of writing the album Dirt. He's added, I certainly had resentments as a young person does in a situation where a parent isn't around or a family is split. But on Rooster, I was trying to think outside of it, what he might have gone through. To be honest, I didn't really sit down intending to do any of that. It just kind of came out. But that's the great thing about music. Sometimes it can reach a deeper
than you ever would in a conversation with anybody. It's more of a forum to dig deeper. So I made it to think about what he was going through instead of what I was going through. Here's Alice in Chains, Rooster. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Crazy Lady. Oh, good. Memory of your brother, Crazy Lady, lost August 28th, 2007. Tony, this one's for you. Thank you, Mama Bear. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Bart. You too, Mama Bear. Let me know if anything changes, okay? I will too. I'll let him know. That is Alice in Chains, Rooster. A dedication for Tony. Crazy Ladies. Brother.
God, that's amazing that those guys are there for you and still check on you. You say they're good men, and that is really, really hard to find people that truly are that kind and that, you know, watch out for you. And I'm sure that they
war buddies.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
War buddies, they do that, you know?
Yeah.
Because I asked him, I said, why do you, you know, I mean, after all these years.
Yeah.
Why do you still, he goes, because we promised each other that if anything ever happened, that we would keep an eye out for, you know.
That's amazing.
Our brother's family, you know. And Anthony didn't have a wife or a girlfriend or anything like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I always got letters and stuff, and I was the one that he always called.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. I think that's amazing, and I'm glad that they do that for you, and I'm sure that helps them. Too.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, they won't discuss any of it with me because I've asked.
Yeah.
Because it's still classified, I guess, a lot of it, but
yeah,
you know. And I know my brother, he would not want tears, you know. He'd be like,
sure.
Are you kidding me? I just did my duty, did my job.
Have a party for me.
That's exactly what he'd say. He'd be like, no, you need to have a beer or joint or something.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can. You do that. You honor them that way. Yep, exactly. Well, I appreciate you so much, Crazy Lady, for coming up and reading that story. Aw, you're the best. And that means the world. I mean, to be able to share that personal story with us. And I just thank you so much for that. You're the best.
Oh, no problem.
All right, I'm going to leave everybody like I always leave you. If it comes on, play. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. And if nobody's told you lately, you are loved and you are appreciated. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever think that you're alone. Thank you, Crazy.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you, Crazy Lady. Thank you, JPP, Mike Tampa Bay. Bam, bam. Appreciate you guys. Be safe out there. Have a good rest of your day, and I will see you guys later. Bye.